Today is Thursday, March 24th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So yesterday, I talked about this already. I wanted to go see my parents, but my mom had still tested positive last Friday for COVID. Now, I did do some research, and apparently you can test positive for COVID up to, well, they didn't give a range. They said weeks to months after you've had it. And so really what you're supposed to do, I think you're not even supposed to test again. You just wait until you stop having symptoms. Well, for going out, I think the CDC says, you know, quarantine for 5 days from either the time that you had your first symptom or from the time that you tested positive. And then when you go out, wear a mask for another 5 days or something like that. So my mom has already, it's been 14 days since she tested. She said it has been 14 days. It hasn't been 14 days since she tested, but maybe it's been 14 days since she started feeling symptoms. I don't know. But I decided not to go. And instead, it was a pretty relaxing evening. I did go to Best Buy. Because I have I got my new iPad Pro in. That it's all Larry Vader's fault. I bought the new iPad Pro. I haven't used it yet because, again, I want a screen protector and the case on it before I use it, because my original iPad Pro is in perfect condition because of the fact that I immediately put a screen protector and a cover on it and a case on it. And I've used it in many, many different shows. I've used it at church every Sunday and every Wednesday for, you know, the 2 or 3 years that I've had it. I must have had it for 3 years. I'm not sure how long I've had it. So I've, you know, and it, no, not a scratch on it. So I wanted to make sure. So I thought, well, you know what I'll do? Since I can't go see my parents, I'll record the show and then I'll go to Best Buy. But Best Buy closes a little bit early here, so instead of editing the show, I went ahead. Well, I say a little bit early. I think it closed at 8, and I could have edited the show, but I decided to go ahead and go. And so I went to Best Buy, and I looked around and found a cover, a screen protector, purchased that, and then I was trying to decide what I was going to have for dinner, because Mark was at Hamilton, and he got his official name tag yesterday that actually is a printed, he'd been wearing this name tag that just says volunteer number 2 or whatever. I don't know. Some generic volunteer name badge, but apparently after you're there for a certain amount of time or a certain number of shows that you volunteer for, I'm not really sure, you eventually get your own name badge. And so he's now been volunteering enough that he got his, so he sent me a picture of his name badge. He was proud of it. But anyway, he was at Hamilton. He was a ticket taker last night, and that meant he was not in the auditorium, so he didn't get to watch the show, although they do have a TV in some break room or something that they can watch. They can watch what's going on the stage, but he eventually went out in the lobby or something, so he didn't see the whole thing. We're going to see it anyway because he purchased tickets for it. So next Friday on April 1st, April Fool's Day, we will be going to see Hamilton. And anyway, so he sent me a picture of his name badge and he was doing that. But so I got my screen protector and I thought, what am I going to eat? Because Mark won't get home. He wouldn't get home till around 11. So I had to eat without him. And Best Buy is right next to Longhorn Steakhouse. Now, it's about 20 minutes away from my house. And I thought, I don't know if I want to get a steak because by the time I get home, the steak will be cold. And also, you know, it will be, if it was medium, it'll be well done because it continues cooking. And I don't know, I wasn't sure if it would be good. And so, but I thought, I'm not really in the mood for fast food and I don't want to cook. So maybe Longhorn. So I looked at their menu and they have a steak sandwich. And actually, the steak sandwich is an actual piece of ribeye steak. It's not like a lunch meat or a deli meat sort of sandwich. It is a piece of steak, an actual piece of steak. And so, and you can get it rare, medium, well, you know, whatever you want. So they're cooking the steak right there and making a sandwich out of it. It has grilled onions and cheese, some kind of sauce on some kind of bread. I don't know. And I thought, oh, that sounds good. I can just get that with fries. It's not fast food, but it's still a sandwich and fries. That should travel well. And I thought, you know what? I'll be a good boyfriend and I'll text Mark and ask him if he wants me to buy him something because he can't eat until he gets home, but he'll have to pick himself something up or, you know, make something, microwave something, whatever. And he doesn't mind food being cold or he could heat it up. And so I texted him and I said, hey, do you want anything? But he wasn't texting back. And I needed to place my order because I was sitting in my car and it's about a 20 to 25 minute wait, or it was last night, based on what it said in the app and so, or on the website. And so finally he had not responded. And so I thought, well, he's doing something. It's intermission or something. And I went, but I wanted to order him something. So I looked at the menu and he likes what he calls burger steak, but it's chopped steak. It's like is it chopped steak? It's the, you can buy it at the store. It's the pounded out. You usually cook it and then put gravy on the top of it. Anyway, so they had that on the menu and I thought, oh, that's good. I'll just get that because that'll also, unlike a piece of steak, I think that would reheat better and all that kind of stuff. But it is an actual steak that they've ground up there in the restaurant. It's not done with the ground beef or anything like that. And so I ordered that and I was waiting, watching some YouTube videos in the car. And a girl comes out finally after I checked in and she says, hey, we just ran out of mushrooms. First of all, what restaurant runs out of mushrooms? Like, that is such a weird thing to run out of. She's like, hey, we're out of mushrooms. For the chopped steak, because it has a gravy that has onions and mushrooms in it. She said, do you want me to include anything else? Maybe a mac and cheese? Well, the thing is, I had already ordered a side of mac and cheese as well. And, or do you want Brussels sprouts? I didn't really want Brussels sprouts. And so all the things that she kept recommending, you know, she's like, oh, we're going to give you something for free since we don't have mushrooms, which was nice. But I said, you know, none of that really sounds good to me. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine. So she goes back in. Then I think, oh, you know what? A dessert would be nice. A free dessert. And I tried to call them, but I could not get past their answering system. I couldn't get to a real person. And then she came back out and it was too late because she had my food. And so she said, you know what? I included the mac and cheese anyway, just in case you wanted it. And because I really wanted to make up for us not having the mushrooms. So that was nice. Anyway, I came home, Mark came home, ate his. He liked it. I watched Grace and Frankie, and that was my evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.